Hello, welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Hi, Mom.
It's that time of the week again.
Well, I love how we test volume and you're just talking normally and then all of a sudden you come in. Hello, Julie.
I just had a surge of energy.
Yes, exactly. You did. You had a surge of energy, which is so funny because I saw, what was it last night? Ad Astra? What was that?
Ad Astra. Something.
Yeah, that Brad Latin. Pitt movie. Yeah, whatever that movie was. But I'll talk about it later. Okay. Disappointing, but...
let's not talk about the disappointment now. I'm sure we have other disappointing things
exactly.
to talk about.
For sure. And we're Christy, Marie, and Julie. We're mother and daughter.
We're Grey Gardens.
That's right.
We have lots of Instagram followers that we didn't know we had.
Yes. Hello, Instagram followers.
Hello, Instagram followers. We're loving you.
Yes, we are. And this week, I've got my goal set up to kind of jack up my Instagram a little bit and have more fun with it and offer more stuff.
Yeah.
More free stuff. I'm kind of like, we're right there. I mean, we've got some big plans for Life with the Girlfriends and putting it the best ofs on YouTube. We're not sure how that's all going to work out yet. We're going to figure
Listen,
it out.
Listen, we always have big plans.
I know. And you're looking at me like, oh, you know, more big plans. That's all we need.
No. I love Life with the Girlfriends.
Yes.
I have this whole scenario, like when I can't sleep at night, to lull myself to sleep, I go into my dreamland, which is where we take Life with the Girlfriends on the road.
Right.
We hit every single county fair in these grand United States
right,
of America.
Right, because that's typically the market of podcasters and listeners is county fairs.
I personally am going to try every corn dog and funnel cake in America.
There you go.
And then I'm going to have a contest as to which one was the best. I'm going to be signing T-shirts.
Sure.
I'm going to be signing hats.
Yes.
Copies of the Clutterfly Effect.
Yes, you can get on Amazon. You know,
yeah.
All the Clutterfly Effect. Tweak your way to total transformation by a duck clutter.
And also that we have this driving camper.
Yes.
That you and I, we have our pictures on the camper so that when people pass us or we pass people on the road, they go to wave. So we're waving at everybody. Everybody's going, oh, my God, I passed Life with the Girlfriends on the road. Where are they going? They must be going to some
county fair.
Maybe
even next year we can actually dream about going to state fairs, not just county fairs.
Oh,
wouldn't
my
that be
God.
Do you think we could be state fair people?
Well, we can only probably do 48 state fairs.
That's true.
Or maybe 49.
49, yes.
I'm pretty convinced that I can drive to Alaska.
100%.
But,
Hawaii, beyond that.
Hawaii.
Does Alaska have a state fair? It must.
I heard that Alaska is filled with, like, all these men that have run away from, because of the hashtag Me Too movement.
Oh.
And so they have to go live in Alaska, and unfortunately they can't see their mothers or their families anymore. They're like hunkered down deep in Alaska. But if girls, you know, dare to go to Alaska, the men is like 12 to 1.
Yes.
12 men to 1 girl.
So you're trying to tell me there's 12 men of the must leave country because of Me Too hashtags to
yes.
one women.
Yes.
That is not fair. That's like a horrible statistic. I would not want to go there.
Yeah, it's like, you know, oh my God, I've got to like, I don't know if I, I don't think I don't think I touched her, but just in case I did. But bye, Mama. I gotta go to Alaska.
Gotta go to Alaska. They'll embrace me. They'll embrace
I'm
me.
I'm gonna find a
They'll,
little.
Wait, they have the hashtag. Oh, and you?
Not you.
Not you. Yeah.
Hashtag not you.
With a little weird face.
Yeah. And like, you know, you cut down some trees and make some like Lincoln Logs with them to make yourself a one-room hut.
Oh, a one-room. That's all you need.
All you need is one room to have that. It's going to be hard to get a cot in there.
Right.
Because you've got to ship them from the lower 48.
Well,
Amazon delivers, I'm sure.
They sure. I know they do. They have routes available, I'm sure, for people to start their own business, you know?
You, too, can start your own Amazon business.
Yeah, and deliver to the not the Continental 48. Those are all taken.
No.
But the
Intercontinental. I don't even know if that's a word.
Sure, I'll take it. You know, that'll work.
But it's close to Russia.
Yes.
It's close to Siberia.
You can see Russia in the window.
Yeah.
There you go.
And you can wave to Siberia.
Well, I think, overall, if I was going to label this episode today, in my brain, if I had to put a label to it,
what's it called?
I would call it Instapick. Okay, I was listening to the news yesterday, and they were talking about how what this wonderful man, he retired his company in England where he does like plumbing and electrical work for households, and he retired, and all he does now is he does electrical and plumbing for the poor and elderly, and he does it through crowdsourcing. You know, like he has a nonprofit now, and you can give him money so that he can help fix electrical problems for the indigent and poor people and elderly.
Yay.
And so he started his nonprofit.
Yay.
And I'm just like, oh.
Why can't we start a nonprofit?
But it's sort of like we have, remember? I mean, like, we've done other stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like, why did this thing take?
Yeah.
Why was
Oh, it took.
It took. Well, it took. He's in England. Why do I need to know about him in England?
Yeah.
And also, oh, congratulations. You now just figured out a different way to fund your business.
Hello, Governor. I could use some plumbing here in America.
Yeah.
Hello, Governor.
And I mean, it's almost
Please,
like...
Please, mister, can I have a thing of pudding? A pudding pie? A pudding... What is it?
No.
Figgy pudding.
Figgy pudding.
Some figgy pudding.
Yeah, and like the other day, I'm driving, and I see this guy on the side of the road. It's raining out. And he's got a big cardboard, like, tore up box. Like
That's
got,
where all our cardboard goes.
Yes.
That's where, because I swear to God, Jill, you save all our cardboard.
I cannot.
And then we actually have to get in the car.
I cannot fathom throwing away cardboard.
I know you can't.
It makes me.
It hurts your soul.
It really does.
Yeah.
Especially when somebody else will take it.
Yeah.
When I know that.
But Jill, we have to pay gas to drive
into town. We don't go there. We don't. I'm not going there out of my way. Only if we're going on our way there. I understand the gas thing.
Yeah. Okay.
You got
but
me.
Plus, we get paid to go into town now.
Yes, we do.
Because you're treasurer of our utility district.
Exactly. I see how it all works.
Yeah.
It's
a full circle.
It's a full circle. I'm packing it.
So that's right.
So anyway, I'm driving down this highway, and there's a guy, like a 15-year-old SUV on the side of the road, probably mid-20s. Now, here's the picture. It's raining. He needs gas. But he doesn't look dejected. Like, he wrote a sign, and he just happened to have a pen and some paper, need gas.
Mm-hmm.
No. It doesn't look like that. It literally looks like the cover of, like, a 70s album cover. You know? I mean, he's got the jeans on that are Wranglers.
Uh-huh.
He's got...
skinny jeans?
Oh, no, not skinny jeans. Uh-huh. More like farmer jeans, but he's a well-fit man, a little on the thin side.
Oh.
So, you know, you're thinking,
you're
thinking rocker,
maybe
do a little too much coke or pot. Pot, not really. A little bit too much something.
Yeah.
A little too much something.
Yeah.
Doesn't keep the fat on. Mm-hmm. Too busy hopping off of, you know, amps and, you know, rock and rolling. Mm-hmm. But, okay.
So he's a roadie.
He's a wannabe guitar player.
Got it.
Okay. And, or he's like starting. I'm not saying he's a wannabe. He's probably a guitar player. But he's got the one leg bent and the other leg stretched out far with his thumb out, holding this oddly, beautifully ripped, huge piece of cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly, beautifully, with a big black marker, need gas, please help.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you just happen to have this crap in your car? I mean, or did you, by chance, you know, he's also wearing a hat because it's pouring out. And I'm in my mind, I'm looking at this, he's wearing a big floppy hat, but that doesn't make sense. It's something else.
Yeah, because that's more of a marijuana hat.
Yes.
Big floppy hat's more like marijuana hat.
But I'm
looking, you're thinking crack hat.
Because he's just so, I'm thinking crack hat, because he's perfectly imperfect.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, if
that's
I
a
could,
time.
Yes. You know, if I could, it's a con, right?
Yeah.
You feel like it.
Yeah.
Or, is he, you know, in my mind, I'm like, is this one of those guys who's like, I'm trying to see if I can have humanity help me get across the country, you know, without.
Or is it just one of those reality TV shows?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But
and the first person that stops, you two are the 64th contestant on.
Right.
You know, cardboard paradise.
Because the truth is, I've seen more people run out of gas lately.
Yeah.
And they're all in this 20 range.
Yeah.
Like 20 and 30.
Here's the thing, Julie.
Yeah, tell me, Mama.
It's the last of September. It's the 1st of October. Anybody who's everybody knows that this is the time of the year when the gypsies come to Illinois.
They've come through the caravan.
They come with the caravan, the gypsies do. and they, and this is what the gypsies do.
Okay, got it.
So obviously, that's not the first time, nor will it be the last time
got
you
it.
See the gypsies. You know, can I tell about our Walmart experience?
Please do.
Or are you finished with our
no, go
rocker,
for
our rocker
well,
dude?
I was also thinking, too, this idea that I believe since kids in their 20s don't want to drive,
right.
They don't have a lot of experience putting fuel in cars.
Yeah. What? It needs fuel?
Exactly. What?
I got me this big car. Maybe you can hire an Uber driver to drive it.
I don't really want to know that I have to, like, put fuel in the car mm-hmm. and, like, hey, gotta put your money in.
Because in the 20-somethings, they are totally ironic, right? They have to be ironic.
Right. The only reason why you typically see cars pulled over on the road, typically ironic. Typically ironic, don't you think?
Yes. And isn't it?
It's typically ironic. There's a song there. I don't know what it is.
But it's like, you know, it's going to rain on your wedding day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know the song. It's like, well,
it's
you
like
know,
when
running
you wanna,
out of
when,
gas.
When you want to have a fork, but only got a spork.
On the cannabis, on the cannabis trip. Your kick starts in an hour, and nobody will pull over. What's happened to you, Manny?
You dressed like a cobbler.
And what's it called? Typically ironic? No.
Typically ironic.
Typically ironic. That's great.
I don't know.
So tell about the Walmart experience.
Well, and the first one, or second one, or the third one?
You Let's, pick.
We'll
you
go
pick,
with
you
the
do
first
all
one.
Together.
The first one was so, we felt, you know, it's always lovely when you can feel good about yourself.
Yes.
You know, like you like go, oh, I feel so good.
Yes.
We're pulling out of Walmart. We're still in the parking lot,
yeah.
but we're toward the end of the parking lot
right.
where all the semis tend to gather and all the people that live in a parking at live in parking lots, they gather at the very ends. And we see this kind of old minivan. It's rusted out, it's dented. And a young lad dressed like Snoop Dogg, no.
A little like, no. I would say Kid Rock
Kid
hash
Rock.
Mixed with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, maybe. No, not Vanilla Ice.
Not Vanilla Ice.
No, but more like Kid Rock.
Got it. Kid, yeah, you're right. So young lad.
Yes.
Young lad without his dad.
Yes.
Dressed like Kid Rock. And we're just going through the parking lot and he waves us over.
Yeah.
He waves us over and like, we're fine, we're okay. We're not afraid.
No, I'm not afraid of, but
he's
like, what's going on? What does he want?
So I'm like,
oh my God.
That's so typical me.
What's going on?
Like, oh, mama, who's this now? And I'm like, what the hell? I was like, I don't know. So we pull over.
Well, because what's going on at this moment, let me just add a little detail. I'm starting to slow it down. You're like, something different is going on because now you're having your attention taken away from your wordscape or your word find on your iPad. You know?
Or the seeing our movie,
yeah,
our 48
the,
hour movie for the
150
600
time.
Yeah, yeah 600th time.
Yes.
Because I'm dissecting that movie.
Yes.
So that next year it'll be even grander.
Even grander, exactly. Okay, so yeah, we get waved down by Kid Rock Jr.
Yeah. And he's not holding a sign.
No, he's not.
He's not holding a sign. But he says, "Do you have some money for gas?" Because and then he points to the car.
Yeah.
And there's a woman in the car, a young woman, and she's holding a baby.
Yeah, she literally is holding a baby in the front seat.
She's holding a baby.
Like,
and,
look, I got a baby.
And holding it up.
Like Norma Ray holding her sign up.
Look.
Union.
Yeah, a baby.
She
does not have a sign.
No.
She has a baby.
Which is just as damn
yeah,
good.
Oh, come on.
And you go, Instapick.
And we did say, he said, "Do you have some money for gas? I ran out of gas."
And he was like, "It just happened. I'm so sorry. You know, I just can't get out of here. I need some money for gas."
Right here is where
right
I ran
here.
Out of gas. And
Which
it was so
convenient.
Close to the gas station.
Yeah. And for a split second, because I've been, you know, really focusing on tithing lately.
Yes.
I'm like, well, is this my tithe? Am I supposed to
take
him to the car and put gas in his car?
So not only did we, Julie, just have like she had a dollar bill. On the front seat.
Right.
Well, we realize he's asking for gas.
you're
gas
brilliant
is
about
like
this.
$3 a gallon.
Right.
So we just can't give him a dollar.
No.
Where's that going to get him?
No.
That's not going to get him
food,
out of the parking
a
lot.
A dollar would give him a burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah,
no.
But he didn't want, he wanted gas to get home.
Yeah.
Because she held up this baby.
Yes, she did.
She held it to the window. And it was probably about 8 months old. What do you think? Had diaper.
Yeah, it was under a year.
Yeah, under a year.
Yeah.
And so she held up this baby. And so we actually start digging into our wallets and
who
stuff.
Who has cash, you
and,
know?
And we found a $10 bill.
Yeah.
So we give him 11. We're thinking, okay, 3 gallons of gas. He's going to be able to get home.
Right.
In this
we won't
minivan.
See this guy again.
Yeah. We're not going to see him. We're going to get him home.
We're going to get him home.
And he goes, thanks, madam.
Yeah.
Thanks, miss.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're like, and then we drive off feeling so good about ourselves.
Kinda. We right? It was an exchange of energy.
It was so good.
Yeah. I was like, impressed by him because I'm like, yeah. He literally had the balls to walk up to stop a
to
moving
stop
car.
Stop a moving car. He could have gotten hit.
Yeah. So I felt like, well, you know, if
he's
you were.
He's desperate.
Yeah. I felt like yeah. This was a one-time dealio.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Can't you see how oddly I find that
yeah,
I
I'm
ran
like
out
actually
of gas.
Stopping you.
No.
If I was really just
like, look, I ran out of gas
gypsy,
right now. Yeah,
I wouldn't be stopping you on the road. Like, oh, we're trapped.
No, yeah. I have an elaborate scheme. If I was a gypsy,
yes. Now scanned the next day. 24 hours later.
24 hours later, we happen to be in the Walmart parking lot again.
Because what else is there?
Because what else do we have to do? No.
We don't like to go shopping all at one time.
How dare we?
We like to think we're in France and Paris. And like, what does it need to, what do we feel like today?
Today.
Well, today we feel like cottage cheese. I will go to the store and get some cottage cheese.
Our favorite brand of cottage cheese is that only at Walmart.
Exactly. I forgot my cocoa-covered almonds. That's low on sugar.
Those I call them nibs.
They are like nibs.
I love them.
Not to be disking with the dits. What do you call little tiny boobies?
Dibs. No.
Dibs? No.
No, nips.
Nips.
No.
Nips, that's
no.
it. No.
Small boobies are called nips?
I think it's nips. I mean, I nips. Would know literally since I was like
Never.
Eight.
Never.
Yeah, exactly.
Jill doesn't know.
I have no idea. No one's ever called me that. I've fantasized. Trust me. To not have to wear a bra would be lovely. I mean, I don't wear a
you
bra
don't
now.
Wear a bra. You still,
but I mean, it's not lovely. Trust me. Like, everybody goes like, how old's that woman? Depending on how far they're pointing south, and then you know how old I am.
That's right. You can always know. If you're lost, your boobies are a compass pointing south.
Pointing to hell.
So lo and behold, we're leaving Walmart parking lot.
Yes, we are.
And we happen to see that little white rusted out minivan again.
Yes.
Only this time it's actually we have an Arby's.
Yes. That's a new Arby's. Congratulations, Arby's.
Yay,
thanks
Dixon.
For coming.
And it's an outlot of Walmart, and so the car is parked in Arby's, and this little family with the baby, and now they happen to have
two
a second child.
Yes, they do.
This is crazy. Yes. A toddler in a little cart, little gypsy cart.
Uh-huh.
And so, oh my God, we're like. And they actually have a sign this time.
Yes.
And what does the sign say? I couldn't remember.
I can't remember. Oh, please help.
Gas.
We need gas.
And food and diapers.
And formula.
Formula.
No, not the formula.
Not formula.
Not the formula.
Oh my God. How much money do we have now?
Yeah.
I got a 20. Can that buy formula? I don't know.
And so, but here's the dealio. They're not nearly looking as dejected as they did.
No, they're kind of happy.
They're like waving everybody, like, hey, everybody, look at us.
Look at us. We're a happy family.
And not only that, the mom is holding the baby up and like making her wave her hand.
Yeah, exactly.
That kitty is going to grow up to be a really great, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, the truth is they are so good at sales. You take that energy and direct it into something a little bit more, I don't know, positive. Not even positive, just different.
Yeah.
they might not have to do that.
But the thing is, they would rather do that.
Yes.
And then get a job.
And wasn't it raining, too, or was it not raining?
No,
it was drizzling.
It was drizzling, yeah.
But it's been raining continuously here.
Yeah.
You know?
But they were smiling. Like,
yeah.
We're not evil. Don't worry. We're not going to. We've got two babies here, which
two
is like.
Two babies.
I don't know where they pulled that second baby out of.
And I just, you know, and they all looked healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, they really did. Like, the babies looked, they looked. Like, they're gonna know their parents pretty quickly. Like, this is what we do. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's true. These kids are learning from a very early age how to panhandle.
Oh, we do this now? This is who we are. Yeah.
This is it.
This is what I was born into. This is who you are. This is what we're born into. They look somewhat.
But the thing is, probably at the end of the day, having worked at, done a Walmart and an Arby's thing, I bet you can get a couple $100 a
Honestly,
day.
Honestly, the truth is, cash-wise,
you're
probably making more money there. But the problem is, you don't want to...
more money than we made that day.
We didn't go to work that day.
I'm just saying.
I know, you wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
You always like to make sure that I realize that. No. But there is something to that idea, though. That
here's the thing. Here's what they've transformed, because we have all seen the guy with the sign, you know, and the dog,
yes.
right? And that tugs at your heart. It's not just the guy and the sign.
It's a dog.
But when you add the dog, you gotta go, oh my God, no, we must. He's got to take care of that dog.
Yeah,
we must give him $5 or $10. We must. But when you add baby,
yeah.
And not just gas, running out of gas with a baby.
Gas, food.
And now
formula.
Oh, you know, that is the trifecta.
I know.
That is the trifecta.
Exactly. Well, and here's the thing, too. You had mentioned gypsies.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why you think it's gypsies. I have a distinct memory back in the 80s, hearing on the radio them talking about, like, okay, everyone, be prepared. There is a caravan of gypsies coming into Illinois from Indiana.
Yes, every
traveling
year.
In. Be prepared. And we're like, what? Where is this traveling caravan of gypsies? And we've got to see this. This is a wild. And, you know, and which meant was be prepared for crappy driveway fixes.
That's what you're going to have.
Yeah.
It's like,
that
I can do your driveway for $20.
What? You can retar my driveway for 20 bucks. Yeah. Yes. I'm not saying it's going to last after the rain.
The first good rain.
It might just look like, you know, black water, but, you know, it's going to work.
Exactly.
Now, I have this memory.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it's a true memory or what, but at some time in the 80s, we were afraid of gypsies.
Maybe we were afraid.
Not afraid. That's not the right word.
That's right. I don't recall being
but
afraid.
It's sort of like this now.
Yeah.
Gypsies back then, I had a modern day gypsy hit me this week.
Right.
I left my computer on my homepage.
Right.
I start hearing this noise. Yeah, warning, do not turn off your computer. Call this number on the screen now. Your computer has been infected by a huge virus. Call Microsoft now. Oh, really? Call Microsoft now? they're going to fix this?
I
go, do not turn off your computer. You know, and I'm like, fucking gypsies. Fucking Romanian gypsies out there, folks. They got me. So
the gypsies are technologically astute right now.
Yeah, right. Because what I heard, you know, this is what I heard on some podcast I listened to this week, that in Microsoft or Google, the second language spoken is Romanian. Because I don't know if this is true. It seems crazy. It's crazy.
Microsoft.
But they're pushing out computer scientists out there, you know.
In Romania.
But there's no work for them out there.
Right.
Except in the underground. And trying to
the
infect
deep,
my...
dark state underground.
Yes. So they have...
So they can have a job.
Think, honestly...
I will... It's so beautiful.
They
I
might as well call their
computer.
Work... Yeah. They might as well call their workspace in Romania the caravan. You know,
yes.
You open the door, she's a row of people just trying to mess with me and take my $50 to unvirus their computer or whatever.
Wow.
And so there it is. I don't mean to disparage gypsies.
No.
I love Cher.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
I was all of them at one time in my life, and some for Halloween.
Have you ever panhandled before? Like,
no.
in the hopes of getting just some cash?
No, but it's so... No.
I remember, like, I don't think it was the 80s or the 90s, where Dad and I would go into Chicago every day on delivering air freight. And, of course, we would get hit up all the time. And at that point, I was a little self-righteous.
Oh, were you?
And now I'm not.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, you know. But at that point, when I get hit up by a drunk, I would give him money and I would say, just don't spend it on alcohol.
Uh-oh.
Just go buy yourself a meal.
How dare you? You said that?
I can't believe I said that.
Now, here's a dollar.
I think I am?
Yeah, don't spend it on booze. It's like,
you
lady,
could get beer. You could get something for a dollar.
But not just that, lady. My life sucks. I'm panhandling here.
And he,
I go, if I want to spend my dollar on a booze, I'm going to spend my dollar on a booze.
And now it's just like, more power to you. Whatever,
do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
I'm giving
it.
This freely to you. Do whatever you want.
I just like, it's an exchange.
I mean, my gosh.
How dare I?
I mean, probably what happened is they take their money and they put it in Bitcoin. They're like, we're rolling in it.
These silly people
have given me money. I'm putting it in Bitcoin. And we're like, rocking and rolling, baby. Yeah. Rocking and rolling.
See, that's some Romanians. The Romanians are in charge of our Bitcoins now.
Yeah, exactly.
At some point, it's going to turn into real currency.
And
they're the ones that are going to run the world.
It is real currency, Mom.
It's porn currency.
It's virus currency. Viral currency.
I like, every time I get one of those emails that says, hey, you know, I saw you on a porn site the other day and you were masturbating and I have video of it because you did not cover your
head.
I will give this to you.
It didn't say they found it on a porn site.
Yes, it did.
I thought, really?
Yeah.
I thought they said, we broke into your computer and saw you, you know, masturbating on your computer.
But to a porn site.
Oh, to a porn site.
Yes.
Oh, you're watching a porn site.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Got it.
And seriously.
Yeah.
Like, that's supposed to scare someone.
Yeah. Nowadays, come
you're
on.
Like,
really?
And
what?
And they wanted $1,000 in Bitcoins.
Like, what? No.
So that, to me, that's like, when anybody asks for Bitcoins, like, I always just think of porn.
Yeah. Or corn. Corn is a good way of doing it as well.
Yeah, corn with a K.
Yes, exactly.
Bitcoin with a K. So and so we have seen the Gypsy family one more time.
Yeah, okay.
And we have not given them any more money, though.
No.
At some point, we just went, Now it's kind of like, do you really need gas? Do you really need formula?
Well, at this point also.
We were just getting ready to take him into Walmart and say, here, let's buy actual formula.
Yeah, and like,
let's
what's your
fill
plan?
Your gas tank up.
What's your plan?
What is your plan?
Well, okay, because here there is this viral video that went out on Twitter, and it was this woman, I think it was recently, it was a past, I don't know. She was from San Diego, Sacramento. And she was complaining by the fact that every morning she has to clean from her business too. She's a hairdresser, the urine and the human feces that, and tell people who are literally camping in tents in front of her spot.
Right.
Tell them to get up, get out, and she has to then clean
all the urine and feces.
Yes.
In front of her salon.
Exactly.
If you went to those people and said, look, I will give you money to not
to stay away,
to not poop on my.
They
you just
are
tell
all
a
saying,
different story, isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Yeah, the urban camping.
Yeah,
you know, some people say they're urban campers, and some people say it's all drugs. No one wants to do this. No one wants to be homeless.
Right.
Some people say, oh, it's because housing's too expensive, and they were talking about it's. You know, when we were all growing up, we all had to share a one-bedroom house, but nobody wants to do that. They'd rather camp on somebody's, you know, camp on the beach, right? That would be much nicer than living in the valley.
If I can just get to the beach, people.
I can live there nicely and so forth.
Yeah. Are you okay, girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's just that we're having some drop-offs on the recording.
So does that mean we're not actually recording?
No, we're recording, but for whatever reason... it's just we're having power surges.
Got it.
I'm hoping when I listen back to this, it's all going to be okay.
Well, I'm going to just do one last thing too.
Tell me.
I remember listening to John Williams, and he was talking about going down into the city.
Yeah.
In Chicago, and having these stores play this beautiful classical music.
Yes.
And he just said, and he said, this was kind of the rough part of town.
Yeah.
And yet there was this classical music just coming out of the stores. And he said, it was almost otherworldly.
Yeah.
And he thought it was transformative.
Yes.
And
yes,
he was just
moment.
So proud of Chicago.
Oh, that's so sweet.
At that. And we find out that people, store shop owners, are playing classical music to keep the homeless people away from pooping and peeing on their sidewalks.
Oh.
Little did John Williams know.
He didn't know. He thought it was
a spiritual moment.
He's like, these people in 7-Eleven, they love the classical music. They love the classics.
And just
Bach,
playing
Beethoven.
It. Yes.
And he walks in on the rough side of town.
Yeah.
To get his cigs and his lotto tickets and maybe a Slurpee. I don't know. And a hot dog.
A 64-ounce
Exactly. Yeah, that's John Williams. I can see that happening. And very interesting, though. I mean, if we go to this idea, if anybody on Netflix, or if you have Netflix, please watch.
Please watch. Please watch. Inside Bill's Brain.
A couple of things I'll say about this. He is into WASH, which is, I guess, in global,
global terms.
Yes. WASH is water.
Water, which is the W-A, sanitation, and the H is...
Hygiene. Yes.
Yeah, right.
And if we can solve these problems, water, sanitation, hygiene, literally a lot of problems in the world are solved.
Yeah.
Tons.
The first episode is about diarrhea.
Yes.
And you don't,
diarrhea.
Did the first couple times that they say diarrhea, you have to get, you're kind of going,
giggle.
They're saying diarrhea.
Yeah.
But then by the time the show's over, you're like,
diarrhea.
Oh my God.
Huge killer.
People are dying. So we're trying to eradicate diarrhea globally.
Right.
Episode number two, we're trying to eradicate
polio.
Polio globally. And it's difficult.
Yeah.
Here in America, we think, what? What's that?
And they had the same problem eradicating polio they do measles because people don't want to vaccinate.
There's a lot of other reasons.
100% other reasons.
Yeah, a lot of other reasons besides that.
Yeah.
You know, ISIS is one of them. Boko Haram.
Boko Haram, yeah.
Doesn't that sound like an 80s band?
100%. I always think it's a very pretty name.
Yeah.
I always think of like Flock of Seagulls, Boko Haram, you know. I think really great hairstyles.
Fields of Gold.
Yeah.
And then the third one was, which one was the toilets they had to invent?
Well,
diarrhea.
About polio.
That was diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Yeah.
Okay. So they
diarrhea.
That's all like a song.
Because it was a song you guys told us.
What does it say? When you're getting kind of low and you feel kind of diarrhea.
When you feel like you're going to blow.
Yeah.
Diarrhea. Diarrhea.
It was a song.
It was a song when we grew up. You gave us that song.
Yes.
And it was great.
Did I invent it myself?
I don't know if you invented it, but it was a fun way for kids to realize that sometimes you're feeling kind of low and you think you're going to blow, diarrhea. Diarrhea. You know, because in our country, diarrhea is funny.
And in our country, you don't die from diarrhea.
But there is a study.
In our country,
you live diarrhea. Yeah, you have diarrhea many times in your life and live to tell about it.
Yeah.
And to look. But I know. But the weird part is they said that.
I had diarrhea yesterday and I lived to tell about it.
We can laugh about it here in this country.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
It's not funny.
No. But in this country, it can be.
Yeah.
And so in this country, it can be.
Yeah.
But
But can I say the third one was, what the fuck?
Climate change.
Climate change.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And at the end, you're like, fucking Trump.
Yeah, really.
Unintentional consequences. He really caused climate. He's not a solution finder.
Well, you know, there's a this weekend
he's a bill blocker.
Last weekend there was a global climate change day for the youth.
Oh yeah,
and all over the globe,
yeah,
youth came out to, I don't know, were they protesting or whatever, but it was amazing to see the throngs of you know, young people,
right,
in all different countries coming out for this, for climate change,
right.
And I was kind of feeling really good about it. And I go, I wonder what Fox is saying about this, because you cannot not report every single country in throngs of people, children, you know, saying, hey, let's do this better. Let's treat our planet better.
Right.
And guess what their take on it was?
Oh, tell me what their take on it. I'm curious.
Yeah. It was pretty interesting.
Okay. Because they do have whoever is working for them in the background coming. Oh.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
It was pretty brilliant.
I mean, they have a way of twisting things, like telling the better story. Like,
by any chance, can you guess what their take on it was?
I have no idea. Wait. Tell me again the setup.
Okay. The setup is, what is Fox... how is Fox reporting the throngs of children coming out to protest climate, you know, climate change or whatever in every single country?
My feeling is that they want a day off of school.
Well, they did get school off those days.
Yes, yes.
Legitimately, they were, you know.
Okay. Isn't it lovely that they have they're utilizing their constitutional rights?
No.
They said
that it was the height of child abuse to let
for parents to let their
children not get educated that day, to get off of school from all over the globe and let their children be in places where, guess what? They were going to be affected by the socialist agenda.
Oh, my
socialism.
God. Those liberal parents, how dare they?
No, not liberal. Socialist.
Oh, not liberal parents. Socialist parents. Yeah. Those socialist parents allowed their children.
It's just child abuse.
Child abuse.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Glory, hallelujah. That was beautiful, right?
Tell a different story that may... Oh, my God.
So I'm saying
liberals,
those gypsies...
Democrats, can you take note of what's going on
yeah,
here?
Yeah, exactly.
The stories that are being told?
Yeah.
Can you... And we don't think that dirty.
No. We're not... How do you come up with that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's child abuse.
Exactly.
It is, how are you... How, and to make a child hold a sign... That said, you know, it's our future not to go to school and to have the parents be on the side of the school board.
I remember going to an eye appointment and this woman and waiting in the, in the waiting room.
Yeah. Waiting in that room. What the hell is that called?
That room, God.
Oh, waiting room.
And she, you know, since it was an eye appointment I was going there for, there were a lot of older people there. This is during my Lyme disease years or whatever era. And she was like, boy, I just hate that Michelle Obama. You know, she just makes those kids want to have, like, healthier lunches. The kids don't need that. They want to have pizza. That's, like, abuse. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I go, this is where we come to? This is the level of criticism now?
Yeah.
That Michelle Obama, she wants our kids to eat vegetables.
No kid wants to eat like that.
No kid wants.
That's just child abuse.
That's child abuse.
So, oh really, okay. So when anything happens, they pull out the child abuse card.
Oh, my God.
So I was thinking.
But not gay transversion or whatever you call it. Gay, when you want your gay son or daughter to.
Oh, no.
No. If you take him to a, you know, a different place, that's not child
abuse. You take him to a nice little camp.
Yeah.
Where they get.
Get the straight back into
them.
That's not child abuse.
That's not child abuse.
No. I'm not saying
that's just
true.
Being reconditioned.
Yeah. That's just helping them fit into society.
Well, my point that I wanted to make was, it's not even really that great anymore, but I'm wondering, would you consider it child abuse, what the gypsies were doing?
Oh, 100%.
With the children.
Oh, God, I don't think so. You know what? I was going to say 100%, but honestly.
They're just training those kids early.
Okay. The older I get, the more I feel this way about raising kids. Like, we need kids to be raised a hugely variety of ways because some adults who accomplish a lot require having crappy
100%.
Crappy childhood.
A crappy childhood from which to bounce off from.
Yeah, going, I will do the
whatever it takes.
Opposite of what my parents did.
Yeah.
you know. So I believe,
and then others were just raised in an environment where it was just expected that you would be a genius.
Yeah, Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Yeah. Well, I was telling Doug this last night. Okay, so back to the gypsies. Was it child abuse? As long as a kid is not being hit a lot, there isn't a.
Yeah. Now it's a qualifier.
I don't know. I mean, because honestly, I hear some people talk about their parents as like the devil, and I'm like, mm-hmm. What do they do? And like, well, you know, my parents were so strict. They always wanted me home at 11 o'clock on weekdays, and mm-hmm. I could barely stay out till midnight on Saturdays. I'm like, well, Jesus. All right. We need to say, okay, Miss Princess, you know. So I don't know. You know, there's like this variation.
Yeah.
But if your kid is healthy, being fed and loved, you know, at some point your child will know you can't indoctrinate them into your, I mean, slightly you can, but at some point the kid goes out into the world going, mm-hmm. Oh, my parents were totally fucked up. Oh, they were so effed up and this was not the right way. I mean, I don't have the right reasons because if you take the kids away from the parents.
Yeah.
And then what? Put them in foster care?
Yeah.
And then what? I mean, if we were foster parents, the kid would probably be like, yeah, like, you know, you'd have him driving at 13 to the store. They'd be like, oh, my foster parents are so cool.
I have to drive the car at 13.
They drive the car.
My only admonition would be, don't have a wreck.
Yeah, that's what you said as we'd go to the store.
Yeah.
Well, the day that you thought that we were old enough not to ride our bikes to Jewel and drive and bicycle, you know, without hands, you know, hands-free home with our bags of groceries was the day you're like, you know what, you're old enough to take the car.
Yeah.
It's only 3 or 4, you know, it's only literally half a mile away.
Yeah.
Just don't get into an accident. Don't get caught. Okay. Now, I know that you wouldn't do that now because, you know.
Hopefully I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'd have a little more sense.
But I would not have thought you were talking to me yesterday, and you were kind of reminiscing about our childhood.
Yeah,
and you were feeling a little bit sad because you're a smart woman. You're a very smart woman, and Greg and I are both very smart kids.
Yeah, you guys are smart.
You know, really well, because smart. we were all readers. We were just, you know, around that.
Yeah.
But you weren't a disciplinarian.
No.
And so you never really pushed us.
Right.
I remember being in fifth grade. Like,
I really didn't.
No.
I know.
And you have regrets about that.
I do, a little bit.
Because I remember in fifth grade, my teacher saying, she is really one of the smartest kids in math I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And if we take her on this path, who knows what can happen.
Yeah.
Now, that you're like, oh, you guys are so smart. You don't have to go to school. You're fine.
You're fine.
You guys are going to be fine.
You're going to be fine in the world.
You're going to be fine in the world. And so the next 5 years of my life, you know, you want to take a day off every week. Yeah. You're fine. You're like one of the smartest kids out there. Except then come senior year and it's like, ah, damn, you know.
Julie gets an award for the least improved.
Yeah, least improved. Like, she had so much potential. What did she do with that potential? I didn't have disciplinarian parents. But then I said to you, I said, but Mom, I mean, you channeled Padre Pio for me 3 hours this week, and I typed it out. I don't think we would have this relationship if you were a disciplinarian and a hardhead.
Exactly.
Because, yes, I might have been CEO of a huge company.
Yeah.
Or I might have solved a global problem. But we wouldn't have been close. And I might have, you know, yes, I might have kept you in a very nice nursing home. In a senior center, you know, with private staff because I could afford that.
Because you were.
However, you don't need that now because we're totally engaged and we're having this great relationship. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Take the good, you take the bad.
I know.
You know, take
it off.
That's
the facts of life.
Facts of life, baby. And so going back to, I don't know if it's child abuse, except that the fact that at some point, like you said, there will come a time when, like, you can you handle one or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't handle
30. Caravan.
You can't. And you also, like California, we just can't have people pooping,
right,
you know, in front of storefronts.
Right.
Because it could turn in, like, the places that, you know, we're trying to.
Diarrhea.
Yeah.
There's, like.
We need to have.
There's, like Bill Gates said, there's bacteria that we do not want in poop. And then that one guy who's inventing that, they're trying to invent the perfect toilet.
Yes.
They've got it invented. Right. They just got to get it in all these countries. But there was this great big pile of sludge that they're trying to, with their work with.
Yeah.
And this big scientist is showing us this huge pile of sludge.
Yeah.
And there's like little plants growing out of it.
Yeah.
And the documentarian goes, "What's that?" He goes, "Listen, people love to eat tomatoes, and they don't process the seeds. They excrete them in their poo. And so here is what we have now in this poo sludge. We have tomato plants growing." And then Julie said, "I don't know. I don't want to know if I'm eating those tomatoes." Because a lot of times you don't know what country those tomatoes are coming from.
Exactly.
You're like, it has a little sticker on him that says, like, from Peru.
Well, like our coffee says from Peru or Guatemala, but it also, no, Peru or Honduras, but it also gives the elevation. And wouldn't it be lovely if it also said, like, this poop is from, like, 4,000 feet?
Oh, my poop is from 5,000 feet. I like it, too, like, if the coffee beans, because remember we studied that one Kopiwala monkey that eats the coffee beans and then excretes them.
Right.
And supposedly it makes the best coffee in the world.
Right.
So you have to go and go through like tons and tons of monkey poo to collect the beans.
Yes.
And that's like $10 an ounce coffee.
$10 an ounce. Yeah, that's some gold.
There is gold
there in that poop.
There's gold in that poop.
Yes.
You just got to find it.
Got to find it and mine it.
You got to dig for it.
Yeah. Yes. But when you're done listening to this Microsoft or this Bill
Gates. Inside Bill's brain.
Yeah. The one thing is you come across going, we are so rich.
Yeah.
And
so blessed.
So blessed.
Yeah.
And
it's embarrassing.
Embarrassing. He is one of his. Why are we.
I don't know.
But one of his best.
Could be the must.
Yeah. The musk.
Musk or must. It's musty because of all the rain.
Yes. And then he was one of his best buds is Warren Buffett.
Yeah. Oh, my best friend is Warren Buffett.
Yes. And did you not think that you see
they're
the years.
Together, by the way.
Oh, they have the same aneurysms.
Yeah.
They're totally like the same person. And they comment that they, like Bill goes, "I never met anybody whose brain worked the same way my brain worked."
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, Bill Gates, he looked like a high school kid up until he's 50, and then he looked like an old man.
Yeah.
There was he was never middle-aged.
No.
It was young high school kid, old man.
Yeah. It was young nerd, now old nerd.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I ask you a question. What is Bill Gates' number one beverage?
I know this because I saw inside Bill's brain.
Now, Bill never said this.
No. Oh, no. It's indirectly.
Insta-picked.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
It's indirectly insta-picked inside this
documentary.
And
we see this documentary at the same time. You saw it with Dad. I saw it on my own.
Yes.
And, okay, so what is it?
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And if I'm not mistaken, Warren Buffett owns Coke.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola Company.
Oh, my God.
And so, you know, he says.
He just was getting his best friend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here's
why. He insta-picked his best friend.
Here's a dealio. This is what I mean by insta-picked. He, you know, okay. Previously in a podcast, I heard about how most geniuses, they have a way of escaping their life and getting prolonged periods of time in a place and working. You know, like writers would go someplace write.
Like a retreat.
Like a retreat.
Got
even
it.
If it's in their house, as
write
a room.
Some place where they go to be alone.
And be alone. And they're allowed to. Their family allows. And it's not just an hour. It's extended periods of
and
time.
And that's exactly what happened with Bill.
He has a little bit of a shed. Beautiful shed, but small.
Yeah.
And it's cute.
It's a he shed.
He goes to his shed, decked out, all his books. He loves to read. And then he opens up his mini refrigerator. It's a mini refrigerator.
Yeah.
And he opens it up, and we see that he opens it up, and it's three layers of Diet Coke.
Just nothing but Diet Coke.
And we see the Diet Coke word perfectly aligned.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I have put soda or beer in the fridge. It is never, does never look like that.
It's not. Yeah. But if you're doing Bill Gates' mini fridge, you're going to line that up nicely.
You're going to line that up nicely. And every scene that he's drinking a Diet Coke on the table, we see Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Not the back.
No.
Not the calorie count that says zero.
Yeah.
You know.
So subliminally, we're being programmed to buy
Diet Coke. I remember the stages of Bill Gates where he was at the height of his genius, and then he was a monopolizer,
right?
And now he's a philanthropist. Still,
from monopolizer to philanthropist,
something like that. And then realizing that, you know, if he can solve these problems, go at it, Bill.
Yeah. You know what I like, though?
Tell me.
What I did notice about life. It's like, you know, he's appropriately apologetic now. Like,
yeah.
For who he was back in the day.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do get wisdom as we get older.
Yeah, we do.
We do, like, I mean, you can apologize and go, yeah, you know, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't do that now.
Right.
I did that back then. I was doing it, you know, my conscience was telling me, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can drive at 13.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good.
I trust you.
Yeah.
But maybe now, at my age, with my wisdom, I wouldn't go there.
Our foster kids wouldn't be driving at 13.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay, good.
I appreciate now that we're getting a lot of people that are older that say, you know, maybe I wouldn't have done it that way now.
Yeah.
But I did it that way then.
Yeah. And yeah, your way can evolve.
I did it my way.
And the one thing, like, when I would listen to watch Warren Buffett's documentary on HBO.
I've never seen that.
You didn't? Oh, I saw it. It was great.
Uh-huh.
But he talks about the luck factor. He says, I know, because he's good with numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I know I am lucky to be born a male, white, to great parents in the United States,
mm-hmm.
who fostered my intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
I won every luck of the draw.
Yeah.
Bill talked about luck as well.
Yes, he did.
Now, what Bill was, Bill is a genius. Mm-hmm. I mean, he number one score in math in high school when he was in junior high. Or,
yeah,
you know,
right.
His high school.
Just like you, Julie.
Just like me, except I had parents who were like, you guys are so smart. You don't have to go to school all the time. It's fine. Because you had a little gypsy in you.
I did.
Bill Gates' parents were a lawyer and a woman who was on all the boards of the first woman board member of a lot of different companies.
Yes.
And so he also was not socially equipped. And his parents fostered that, gave him lots of opportunity.
Right.
But at some point, the world revolved around Bill.
Yes.
It just revolved around, because they saw something in him, mm-hmm. genius, mm-hmm. you know, and so forth. So,
I saw genius in you, Julie. When you were like in third grade, you made a homemade cheesecake.
Yes.
You wanted a springform pan. I actually went. That was, and I remember going, this was not a cheap item.
No, it was just cool. No, they actually had like a really nice industrial cooking store.
Yeah, exactly. And I just, and my brilliant daughter did a cheesecake.
Unfortunately,
from
now that $15 or $20 springform pan that we bought back in the 70s, you could buy on Amazon for like $4.55. Free shipping. You're like, dang.
Yeah, really. What's the world become, Julie?
So I wanted to say,
you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for not pushing me, for allowing my genius to go to develop in other areas.
Yes. Yes. You're welcome.
Thank you. So I want to say, hey, go to profitenjoyjoy.com. Go to
JulieHerry.com.
Oh, yes.
I just wanted to tell my one joke real quick.
Okay, go for it.
It's not really a joke. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, I saw a hearse the other day. And you know how, like, they have, like parking signs, or they'll say, I don't know, maybe it's not even a hearse, but it's, you know, one of those lead cars in a funeral. I guess it's a hearse.
Uh-huh.
And like, sometimes it'll say, you know, where you can park wherever you want or whatever. And it had a sign in the front by the windshield, and it said, last responder.
Is that
thanks
funny?
Thanks for not doing ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. It's not funny, though, right?
No, it's not funny.
No.
It's just a little
tidbit, life tidbit of life.
Little life tidbit.
Yeah, last responder.
It didn't say last responder.
Oh. It didn't?
No.
Oh. That's kind of, I mean,
I'm just a joke. It was a joke.
Oh, but I thought it was like, yeah, get it. That's kind of sweet.
Last that's so
responder.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Sorry.
Well, that's good, though.
All right.
I see. I thought you were going to talk about the penis joke.
And which I was, oh, about like,
two ferns.
How do you know? Oh no. What happens when a gypsy walks, a gypsy man with a full erection walks into a brick wall?
He breaks his nose. And that was from Two Ferns, right?
Between Two Ferns.
That was crazy. All right, everyone. How's the show, girlfriend?
You know what? I think it was part of an Instapic.
It was an Instapic.
It was great.
Oh, hey, by the way, go to our Instagram and Facebook page at Christy Marie and Julie.
Yeah, Instagram.
Instagram, Christy Marie and Julie. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.